from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Let's go to the AFC North. Let's look at the other side of the equation here. Let's talk about a division that has, for a hot minute now, belonged to the Baltimore Ravens. This division has three teams that can win it, and a long shot that I will not be shocked if they're in the mix. The Baltimore Ravens are the favorite to win this division at plus 135. The Cincinnati Bengals are in their pocket at 165. It's a pretty decent drop down, though not ridiculous, to plus 500 for the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and QB1 slash captain Russell Wilson are plus 700, just a little bit longer than the Browns. The Browns 5-1, the Steelers 7-1, the Bengals plus 165, the Ravens plus 135. This, as much as I want to excite the people about an AFC North race, I got no love for the Cleveland Browns. I'm just waiting for the inevitable to happen, which is that franchise can't do anything but help it to be a dumpster fire. And as much as I do believe that Russell Wilson will keep Mike Tomlin's no losing season streak alive, unfortunately, they will do it in one of the most difficult divisions to compete in the National Football League. And while I do think this team will check in once again at 9-8, I don't think they'll check in at 9-8 and a wild card round like they did last year. So to me, it feels like a two-horse race. It is the Baltimore Ravens behind Lamar Jackson, and it is the Cincinnati Bengals behind Joey Burrow. The AFC North is interesting. The Bengals are interesting. We don't know what the situation is with T. Higgins. Jamar Chase still not practicing. They play in 4 days, and Jamar Chase has not been practicing. Zach is fighting for his life right now to convince Bengals fans that, hey, hang in there. There's a chance Jamar's going to be out there in week one. There's a chance homeboy's going to be in the offense when we step out onto the field for our first contest of the year. And yet, my dude is showing up to practice in street clothes. He's not participating. He's just in the locker room trying to get paid. And look, I got no problem with a guy trying to get paid. All right, you've watched the wide receiver market get flipped on its head. By the way, Deebo Samuels did renegotiate his contract with the 49ers to open up a little cap room, which leads me to believe that a deal with Brandon Ayuk is likely imminent. He has been practicing, unlike Jamar Chase. So I'm a little interested in the Bengals, because while Joey Ice Baby does have chemistry with his wide receiver core, I wonder if there's enough time to get that rhythm and that routine down for this team before they step on the field Sunday afternoon for the very first time. I'm frankly not convinced. The good news is they got a couple of years of chemistry together. The bad news is one of those years wasn't last year. Now, there is more good news. The more good news is the Bengals open this season at home against the team that will be the worst team in the National Football League, the New England Patriots, a team for which Sean Payton and his Broncos think they're lucky stars, or else they would be the laughing stock of the NFL this year. Book that, write it down, but hold it to me. I am not convinced about the Bengals yet, and it is 100% because the guy that Joey B, coming off of an injury, needs the most clearly is not going to lose this game of chicken with Cincinnati. Now, I do think that Jamar, like most other players, will report for game day on game one, because at the end of the day, even if he wants a new contract, game checks are for like a lot of money. So I think he'll show up, but I don't know that he'll be active. I don't know that he'll play, and I don't know that he will show up to practices between games, which means even if he does show up and dress on game day, he's effectively valueless to Joey Burrow in that case. I am interested in the Bengals, and as much as I want to pick them, and as much as I believe it's justified for them to be in the back pocket, I gotta go with the Ravens team that got better. Yeah, they lose their number one rusher in Gus Edwards, but they replace him with Derrick Henry, who I'm gonna tell you right now, Derrick Henry's a better Gus Edwards in this offense, because Derrick Henry is the perfect complement to Lamar Jackson. Why? Because Derrick Henry at 30 plus years of age, I don't need to ask him to do everything like the Titans did. I don't need to run him on screens. I don't need to run him on bounce outs. I need to run him between the tackles. Derrick Henry needs to be a guy that sometimes Lamar gives it to him, and sometimes Lamar fakes it to him and keeps it to the outside, either as a rusher or as a passer. But I need Lamar to utilize Derrick Henry as a weapon and be a distraction. I need linebackers lined up against the Ravens to force themselves to watch 22, to attack 22 on every play. Because whether he gets the rock or he doesn't, I have to account for him. Because if I stop accounting for him, because I'm so wrapped up on keeping my eyeballs on Lamar and keeping Lamar from popping one off the outside, I need Derrick Henry to be a threat every play. And I believe he will be. I believe that as much as Harbaugh screwed the pooch in his play calling against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, I have to believe that John Harbaugh learned his lesson. That John Harbaugh has watched that AFC Championship game from last year a billion times and went, why the hell did we only run the guy who carried us there and Gus Edwards three times? Why did we suddenly decide that the Gus bus ain't the guy? Listen, Lamar Jackson is a bona fide NFL MVP repeat candidate, but he will only be in the mix if Derrick Henry has a good year. I believe John Harbaugh knows that. Lonzo, I am going with the Ravens to win this division a second time. I will take the Bengals in the second spot. I'm going to take the Steelers in the third spot, and I will take the Cleveland Browns to be dead last in the AFC North.
All right, a couple of things we will have similar. I definitely have Cleveland last.
Interesting.
Paid them all that money, Deshaun Watson, and what have they gotten out of it? You know, they had to deal with the controversy, and then other things have suspensions, injuries. They've got, I mean, probably one of the worst investments in the history of investments, at least so far. As far as Pittsburgh goes, here's the thing that's going to happen. Tomlin is going to realize about four games in the mistake he made, and the fact that his winning streak is about to end if he sticks with Russell Wilson. He's going to switch quarterbacks, put in the guy who should be the starter in the first place, and they're still going to end up third place.
Why should he be the starter?
He's a better quarterback and he's younger. And Russell Wilson is washed up and overrated. As far as the top two spots, I should pick Baltimore, but I'm not. I'm picking Cincinnati just because I believe Joe Burrow is going to be healthy this year. It's funny. Look, they were just showing the white uniforms, which still are the sweetest uniforms.
The white's pretty good.
The white Bengals uniforms are so cool, especially the helmets. Those things are wicked. But I just got a feeling. And Baltimore may very well win the division, but I don't think they will. I think Cincinnati's got them this year. I think Baltimore is due for a drop off.
Listen, I don't have an issue with either one of those two. I don't have an issue with you picking either one of those two. I would have an issue with you picking anybody else, and I was not worried about you picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. I did wonder if maybe the Browns would tempt you to do something this year and get it right, but the answer to that is no, and I'm good with that too, because I've got them in dead last. So I am going with the Ravens to win the AFC North and the Bengals in second. Lonzo's got those two flip-flop. We both agree the Steelers in third and the Browns in last in the NFC North. We both have Detroit winning that division. Lonzo has Green Bay in second. I have Chicago second in the NFC North. So there is your divisional predictions for the AFC North and NFC North. What did we get wrong? What did we get right? The text line is open at 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. You can also give us a buzz on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. Give us a buzz. Let us know what you think about the AFC and NFC North and with the East. We could not take phone calls yesterday. We can do it today. We gave you our prediction selections in the AFC and NFC East yesterday. I selected the Miami Dolphins to win the AFC East. Lonzo going with the New York Jets. I believe we had them flip-flopped for second place as well. Over in the NFC East, I am taking the long-shot Washington Commanders to win the division. My longest long-shot divisional bet. Lonzo taking the Dallas Cowboys to finish off the NFC East. So, what are your thoughts on the AFC NFC East, the AFC NFC North?
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.